Good morning, beloved. Another beautiful morning that the Lord has blessed us with to share His Word together. On this beautiful Wednesday morning, we are in Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 24. And this is a passage that's bursting with quotations from the Old Testament. Jesus tells His followers to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man, because no one knows the day or hour. Christians interpret the coming of the Son of Man as Christ's second coming. So, let's begin, and remember today's saving word for us is joy. All right. In the days after that time of trouble, the sun will grow dark and the moon will no longer shine, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He will send the angels out to the four corners of the earth to gather God's chosen people from one end of the world to another. Let the fig tree teach you a lesson. When its branches become green and tender and it starts putting out the leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that the time is near, ready to begin. Remember that all these things will happen before the people now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows, however, when that day will come, or hour will come. Neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son. Only the Father knows. Be on watch. Be alert. For you do not know when the time will come. It will be like a man who goes away from home on a trip and he leaves his servants in charge, after giving to each one his own work to do, and after telling the doorkeeper to keep watch. Watch then, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming. It may be in the evening, or at midnight, or before dawn, or at sunrise. If he comes suddenly, he must not find you asleep. What I say to you then, I say to all, watch. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 13, verse 26, when the Son of Man will appear, the coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And it's interesting here that Jesus is saying what we say all the time when people are asking, well, what do we believe about the rapture of the church or the second coming or when this will be? You know, folks, it really doesn't make any difference when, because only the Father knows. What Jesus says to us all is what's important. Watch. That means be ready. Be living for Him and you have nothing to worry about. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as I await your coming in power and glory, keep me faithful. Open my heart to be ever ready to receive and to welcome you. Amen. Well, bless God, our Wednesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to travel all the way back to Zephaniah chapter 1, where the prophet Zephaniah describes the day of the Lord's judgment. And so, until then, beloved, just be ready. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. God bless you.